Despite today's high-tech equipment like electronic voting machines and apps to locate your polling place, Philadelphia still uses a very old piece of equipment to decide the order of the names on the ballot. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
If you're running for elected office in Philadelphia, that's the sound you hear as you draw lots for a spot on the ballot. Tim Dowling, acting supervisor of elections for the city, explains the process.
Basically what it is whoever files their petitions first gets to draw first. If they don't want to draw first, then they go to the back of the list.
The draw comes from a vintage Horn and Hardart's coffee can, which has been around for more than four decades, although no one knows exactly how long. In between elections, it's kept in a city hall safe, says Dowling.
Well, the balls have changed over the years. It's the can that has stayed true. Sometimes they use coat check tags. Sometimes they used different kinds of balls. We got new balls for this year that are easier to see, and they're a little bigger than the one we used in 2011.
The coffee can lottery has been good to City Councilman Bill Greenlee. He's won prime real estate near the top of the ballot twice.
2-1. So far, good. Yeah, absolutely. I hope I'm not jinxing it. Yeah.
This year's ballot is not expected to be as crowded as in 1979. There were so many candidates in that year's primary that they had to offer separate voting machines for both Democrats and Republicans. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.